You're listening to a best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
Morning. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. Joining me today on our New Year's Eve show is Mr. Tom McCubbin, my dear friend. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. We always have fun doing a New Year's show.
Yes, we do, and we'll have a good time today.
We are going to have a great time. Thank you for joining me today. It's always fun to have you. It's what everyone talks about when they see me. How is Tom and Joni doing?
Good. Well, we're fine. You know, we're still gardening, still doing some consultation work and things like that. And I know you're busy.
Well, I'm busy, but see, that is our job, is to get older. That's the goal, right?
It is. And so
we miss you on the show. And I am busy. I have clients. I have been writing my next book. Hopefully it'll be out in the springtime.
Wow.
And it's called Welcome to Your Florida Landscape.
I know. I've got a little preview here you gave me.
I am going to be very excited about it. It's going to be a wonderful little book, and it's going to be for just an overview of what it means to garden here in Florida.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and people need to know more about it, and they need books like that.
Hopefully it will be a good book for that. So I'm very excited. We are going to have... I'd like to just tell everyone, we are not accepting calls today.
That's right.
Because it's just the holiday. And so they'll want to come, if they have a gardening question, they can email it to us at betterlawns.com. Or they can just hold their questions until 2024.
Wow, that's hard to believe, isn't it?
It is hard to believe.
Do you remember Y2K?
Remember how everything was going to shut down? Lizzie, do you remember Y2K?
Oh, yeah. And I remember people were actually stockpiling food in the big buckets and containers, and they're still actually eating on it now. So
I have one of those little dolls. Remember the little Y2K dolls?
That's funny.
And you drop it, and it still cracks. And it crashes, which is kind of neat. By the way, I appreciated filling in for you when you were on your trip in May.
You did a great job.
We had a good time, Lizzie and I. We really enjoyed it, and our special guests that we had at that time.
We do. We have lots of great special guests, and it's just fun to do. And I know that you're enjoying gardening. What are you growing in your garden right now?
You know, right now is vegetable time, the winter vegetables. And I like my flowers also. Mm-hmm. I have hollyhocks. I raise a lot from seed. I don't know what you noticed, but the price of plants have gone up.
Seeds have gone up. Everything is going up.
Yeah, so I raise a lot from seed. I have pansies from seed and the petunias from seed. And sometimes I succeed and sometimes I fail. You know how it is. I grow all my tomatoes from seeds, things like that. I'm still doing newspaper.
Excellent.
Orlando Sentinel.
Excellent.
I've been writing a column for 52 years.
That's incredible, Tom. Congratulations. Well, that is amazing. I love doing that.
Yeah, I think I'm the longest columnist that they have.
And wow.
One guy a number of years ago tallied up my columns versus others, and I had more columns than anybody else printed.
Your column, people can find it where?
Orlando Sentinel. Mm-hmm. And you can go up online and get up on Orlando Sentinel and get the gardening area there.
Sure, and you talk about what to do each month.
What to do each month and question and answer.
Excellent.
So,
excellent. Just glad to know you're still out there, and that's wonderful. It's fun gardening here in Florida. There's always something to be doing in your garden, and then also things that happen that people need questions answered. You know, why is this happening? What's going on? And I like being there, and I know you do too, to answer those questions.
I like doing that, and I like the consultation work that I have. I do mainly communities now, sometimes individuals, but mainly communities. And
HOAs or just...
Yeah, homeowners associations.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. District directors, things of that nature. And they seem to enjoy having that third party there kind of sitting in the middle.
I think that's always a good idea too. You know, always getting a second opinion really, really is important, especially when you're doing anything that requires a kind of, bringing in somebody to do work for you. it's always good to know exactly what you need to tell them.
Yeah, and the big outlay of money.
It is.
You know, for a lot of these projects like that. Now, you've been doing lots of things here. I know you're busy as a devil, and you took the tour to England.
I did. We had a wonderful garden tour of the Chelsea Flower Show and the outside communities, gardening communities like the Iford Manor. And we got to have afternoon tea at King Charles' residence.
Wow.
And we actually were in his home, and his gardens were amazing. And it was really pretty special because he's really been involved with sustainability and in the environment for 40 years now.
Wow.
And so seeing these gardens that he actually designed and maintains, I don't know how much of it he's doing now.
I was going to ask you how much
he did. No, but he's designed them, and they still had the treehouse of Prince William and Prince Harry still up. And when they were boys, you know, 6 and 7 years old, this treehouse that they got to play in, and that was still standing. And we were not allowed to take any photographs inside.
Oh, really?
Nope. Private sanctuary of King Charles, and which I appreciated. And then as we were leaving, we had to hurry up and leave because the docent came and said, King Charles is arriving. And so we had to hurry and get on the bus. And as you know how small the roads are over there?
Oh, yeah.
The Mini Coopers, you know, don't even fit on the roads over there. Yeah. And so we were in our tour bus, and down the road coming straight for us was 6 black cars with their lights on and flags.
Yeah.
And we had to back up almost a half a mile so that they could get around us.
Really?
We had a place to pull the bus in. I know he waved when he went by.
How about that?
I think he did.
Yeah.
And so that's what I told everybody. And so we are going to be back with our New Year's Eve show. And we are glad you're joining us from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios this Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins with Mr. Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
You're listening to a best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Attention people with Medicare and anyone turning 65. Are you enrolled in the best Medicare plan available? The average Medicare beneficiary has a choice of 54 Medicare plans, 766 Medicare Part D prescription drug plans, and a record 3,834 Medicare Advantage plans. How do you know you have the right plan? Simple. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. The service is free. You may find a plan with a $0 monthly premium, $0 copays, and $0 deductible. Don't gamble. Speak to a licensed agent to find out which plan is right for you. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. 800-571-7025. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.
Boating in Florida. It's a year-round deal. But when alcohol is involved, the chances of disaster increase. When you drink and operate a boat, it doesn't just affect you. It affects your friends and the rest of the people around you. It violates Florida law to boat under the influence of alcohol or drugs. But most importantly, it's a risk that can turn a great day into one to forget. To learn more about best practices while boating, visit myfwc.com.
Seatbelts are your first line of defense on the road, but they only save lives when worn, and worn correctly. In Florida, it's the law. All drivers, all front seat passengers, and all passengers under 18 must fasten their seatbelts. So, during those long holiday trips, everyone in the vehicle must remain safely buckled at all times. From highway to holiday, arrive alive this season. For more tips, visit flhsmv.gov/holiday. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to A Best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. And joining me today on our New Year's show is Tom McCubbin. Good morning, Tom.
Yes, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you so much for joining me. We are going to have a great show today. We're going to be talking about landscaping trends, what we've done this year, and all sorts of great gardening items.
Yep. You know, I deal a lot with residents, and what I'm finding is what they like or what they need. And one of the things is carefree plants. I think people are tired of the plants they have to maintain a lot and go out there and prune a lot and fertilize a lot and even water a lot.
I think that some people, you know, have this misperception of gardening is no maintenance. You know, Florida-friendly yeah. gardening is no maintenance, and there is no such thing as a no-maintenance landscape.
Yeah, and especially when you first put them in. Let's take a podocarpus, for instance. If you don't keep that root ball moist, you're going to lose it. It's mm-hmm. like a Christmas tree. Well, it's kind of timely, actually. It's like a Christmas tree. If it dries out, it'll stay green for a couple of months, and then all of a sudden it turns brown. It's dead.
Exactly. And that's the same with all kinds of plants.
Azaleas?
That we put, azaleas are very, very common for that to do. You'll pull it right out of the ground, and the root ball will be brown, and the roots have never opened
never
up.
Never moved out.
Never moved out. And it's kind of sad to see that. So the answer is what, Tom?
Well, I have my list. I mean, over the years, you know, I've been in this business for a good while. You have, too. You have a list, I'm sure. And for instance, one Burford holly. I just find that's so easy to grow, but you still have to water it to get it established. Everything needs water to get established. Dwarf Podocarpus Pringles seems to be doing so well.
I think it's wonderful, and it's got that pretty bluish-green color. Yeah. It's not as blue as, you know, kind of like a spruce or anything, but it's got a different color than the regular Podocarpus, and it looks nice.
Yeah, it's a nice one. Here's one that's not being used. I like the Dwarf Powder Puff for all the color and everything, the pinks and the reds. And
it looks beautiful.
It does have an insect that comes in on it, so all of them have something, you know, but we want one that's carefree. Here's a workhorse. The dwarf yaupon holly. Shillings is one, but there's others.
And those are native to Florida, and they do very well. And again, once they're established, they can be based just on rainfall. They can survive and be very healthy with just rainfall.
Now, here's one that you and I like a lot, but it's not being used that much. Lomander breeze.
This is a great ornamental grass. It's from Australia, and it is a wonderful, wonderful ornamental grass. It's upright, kind of like the African irises.
Yeah, it looks like a grass.
But it's got chartreuse-colored green leaves, and it's got a pretty little flower, but you don't get to see it so much. But you don't have to cut it back.
That's right. It's durable.
It's great. And no insects, no disease
moisture,
problems, knock on wood.
Low moisture need.
Low moisture. It grows in the desert practically.
I know.
All of the Lamandras are really good for that.
Yep.
And so I'm glad to see it here in Florida. And everybody should be asking for it.
Yeah. Now, here's one that I think is going to be a downtrend, okay?
Okay.
I think vegetable gardens will shrink.
I kind of think so, too.
After people put into gardens, they find they have trouble. Insects eat them. They don't grow the way you think they might grow. They get discouraged. And this is typical of what happens. After you have a big interest in vegetable gardening, then it starts to shrink and people go ahead and put in the lawn.
It starts to act like work.
It is work.
And it's easier to go to the grocery store and, you know, buy something that somebody else has produced, which is good for Florida farmers and, you know, growers. But, you know, there's something about growing your own food, but it's not as easy as what everyone thinks it is.
Yeah, even I have things I don't grow. I don't grow carrots. I can buy them too cheap. 98 cents a bag at the grocery store.
And the seeds are, you know, they're getting more expensive.
Seeds are more expensive also. And less in a pack. I'm buying tomato seeds, 5 seeds to a packet.
Wow.
5 seeds to a packet, and the packet cost me $3. So what does that add up to? 60 cents a seed. Plus you have to pay shipping and handling on it.
Shipping and handling, and then you got to pay for the water and the fertilizer for it, the time to do it, and then the lacewings find it.
And here's another thing. I'm propagating more of my own plants, and I think more people will probably do that, especially seedlings. I will start my own seeds. I'll divide a lot of plants to try to increase my collection and share it with friends.
Share it with friends and communities. I've seen a lot of different little community gardens popping up. They have like 5 or 6 in Winter Park that are just in private residences, but it's a community garden. And then the people, it's like a cooperative. And people pay, and they get the vegetables and everything from it, and one person maintains it.
Yep, can't beat that. What's on your list here?
My list for trends, landscaping trends, I think we're going to get away from, you know, specifying natives and non-natives. Mm. I think we're going to get more into the more natural look.
I hope so.
And not as cookie cutter as what, you know, it is. I think people are going to, used to be really wild looking, and that was the habitat you wanted. And that would be the what would attract pollinators and butterflies and birds. I think people are wanting it to be a little bit more controlled, a little bit more softer, more natural looking, a little bit more maintenance, but looking good.
And we have gardeners, if it's not native, they're not going to plant it. If it's introduced, they don't want it. And, you know, I think we're getting somebody in the middle there would be the best way to
I think so,
it.
Too. I think the extension is coming out with a lot of surveys and scientific research that shows that the pollinators will go to non-natives just as easy. And you can see it with plumbagos and all the pollinator plants that you do see lots of butterflies for them. Agara is one. African blue basil is another that the pollinators love. You know, it's just about, I think it's more about not spraying chemicals unnecessarily.
Yeah, same here. I don't spray unless I have to. And you know, I use the safest thing first.
And spot treating, you know, not doing the entire yard. And I think one of my hopes for the New Year is everybody can make a kind of a New Year's, you know, hope that you're not going to put down a monthly or bi-monthly chemical down, pesticide treatment down, unless you have a bug problem.
Yeah, it's no use doing it unless you have a problem.
No, it's just wasted. And what that does is it leaches through and it gets out into the environment.
Yeah. Do you think there are that many people spraying like that now? It used to.
I still think so.
Do you really?
I think we've had such a new influx of new residents. And what do you think about when you're coming down to Florida? What does everyone tell you when you're moving to Florida?
Bugs,
watch out for the bugs.
Cockroaches.
flies, mosquitoes, you know, and you got to spray for them, you know. And I think that's the main thing that people think that we have a bug problem here. And we really don't.
Yeah. I would figure people be getting away from the pesticides.
I would hope so. But I see it in HOAs, and you go to HOAs and they'll say, why don't we have any butterflies here? And then everybody on the house or on the street
spraying.
Everybody's spraying chemicals. And I still think it's a big issue. And I just think because we've had so many new people here that they don't know any better. And I think they get a welcome package that says, here's your pest control company and, you know, and then they just go for it and don't understand that is only if you see a problem. Now, I don't mind them spraying indoors, but it's outdoors that they really don't need to do it until they see a pest problem.
Yep. Here's one I like to see people do. Eliminate the small spaces of turf. You know, spots at the edge of beds and along walkways.
Yeah, that 1 foot, yeah. 1 foot foot of turf that's really there. It's only wide. And yes, please. Or a little square here and there. And yeah, go ahead and just mulch it. Put a plant there. You know, it's not necessary to have turf everywhere.
Yeah. You know, you just it's hard to maintain. I mean, in my HOA communities, I'm just suggesting they do something else.
So sure.
Mulch.
Mulch, well, when we talk about mulch, just mulching a landscape is not Florida friendly. Just putting mulch down. You got to have plants there. And the more plants you have, the less weeds you'll have, you know, the competition. You want competition there. And so it's important that people understand that your turf is your highest water user. And I'm saying that not as somebody who says you need to water turf. People are just overwatering
it.
Yeah,
no doubt about that.
It's your highest water user. And it's going to be, because it's pruned a lot, it's pruned incorrectly. They don't want weeds, so they're putting down a lot of chemicals on it. It's getting stressed out, and it's just going to be even more work. Yep. So that little space is not necessary.
Yep, try to eliminate that. Let's see what else I have here real quick. More long-lasting perennials or
yes.
long-lived annuals.
Yes. I had Eric Appenberry on. A couple of weeks ago, and he says, Teresa, he says, we don't speak of them as annuals and perennials, warm season and cool season. And I kind of agree with him on that because I've had annuals last a couple of years.
Yeah.
Alyssum's a really good one that if you deadhead it and keep it watered, it will last a couple of seasons.
Yeah. Here's my long-term go-to, Pentas and Coleus.
Pentas and Coleuses, yes. They are wonderful, and they provide so much color for the landscape. Butterflies love them. Even the coleuses, when they flower, butterflies love those, too, as well. And that is a great choice.
Dusty Miller, Gallardia, and perennial salvias.
That and beach sunflowers.
Oh, yeah.
You want a great ground cover? Beach sunflowers are it. And they don't need to be by the beach. They can handle Central Florida and North Florida as well. For those of you in South Florida, all of these will work. You know, the pentas and the coleuses will all work down in South Florida, too.
Yep, it's a good selection. What else do you have on your list?
I have, the good old-fashioned shrubs. You can't beat the African irises. You can't beat the cannas. Right. I mean, the cannas do get leaf roller, but they're good for just chop them down and they'll spring right back up and they'll bloom again before the end of the year. There are some really good tropical choices. The crotons are always good. You never see really too much problems with those. And then also, too, bromeliads.
I love bromeliads.
Bromeliads are really very easy care, easy to share. Find someone that's having too many of them in their yard, and they throw them by the road, and you can just pick them up for free.
There's one community near me, and I don't know where they got the deal on bromeliads, but they must have got a good deal, and they put them under all the trees in the median.
And that works. And so, you know, again, with the bugs, you know, they hold water, so you're going to want to make sure that you're spraying that water out so it doesn't get stagnant, or you can just put mosquito dunks in them. Mosquito bits and mosquito dunks in them, and they don't get any mosquitoes.
Yeah, a lot of people are scared of bromeliads just because of the mosquito fear that we had about them at one time.
Sure, and it is. You're going to get some mosquitoes. I had someone ask me the other day there, Teresa, what plants can I plant to prevent mosquitoes? I said, well, you know, when you think about it, if there was one that worked, everybody's yard would have them in there. It would be in all the parks. It would be in all the cities. It would be in all the schools, the buildings. But you have to, for that citronella, you have to you know, blend it, you know, crush it up, blend it, get the oils from it. And then it's only good on you. It's not really something you can spray out in your yard. You're listening to a New Year's Eve special show of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm here. Teresa Watkins with Mr. Tom McCubbin, and we'll be right back with more of Better Lawns.
You're listening to a best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA.
IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to A Best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I'm here with Tom McCubbin, and we are having a wonderful New Year's Eve special. I want to remind everyone that we are taping today, and so we're not accepting any phone calls. You'll want to call back next week. We'll have a live show. But, Tom, this week they're going to either have to write us on betterlawnsandgardens.com.
Yep, well, that's okay. We're having our fun anyway.
So. We are. We're having a great time. And so now I wanted to talk about the best gardening moments of 2023. We all have the ones where we look back and go, gosh, I can't even imagine that happened. But or maybe something good or maybe something sweet and special. So what's your best gardening moment?
Chasing a bear out of my yard.
In the city.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not exactly rural. It's metropolitan.
Right.
And the bears started coming in. For years, we never had the bears. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, now they're coming in. And they've actually took down a fence, put big holes in it. I just had it repaired by my son-in-law who does the fence business. And he took care of that for me. But for a number of years, they come over and they get my bird feeders. And so I take the bird feeders.
So how do you prevent bears from coming into your home or coming into your yard? Is there any way?
No, they just come on. You know, they're amazing. They can pull themselves up over the fence. But anyway, I came in, drove into my yard, and went into my garage, didn't see the bear, and I came back out to get something, and here's the bear right in front of me.
He was right in front of you. Right now, was this during the day?
Yeah, oh, yeah, midday. Right there, he was after some cat food. We feed the feral cats, but he was there. So what do you do? Do you just, I mean, he's looking at me, I'm looking at him. I guess it's a him, about 200 pounds.
Wow.
And so do you run backwards? Do you stand there? So I said, you aren't getting my cat food. So anyway, I just slapped my hands, and the bear went ahead and ran away.
So it must have been a young one.
200 pounds young 200. One, I'll tell you. Yeah.
That's funny. So any gardening moments?
Yeah, harvesting fresh vegetables. That's my gardening moments. That is a lot of fun. Tomatoes, peppers. I have a pepper plant. Picture this. A row of peppers, one pepper plant out of the whole group did not get damaged by the cold last year. It was just, and it didn't show any freeze damage. That pepper plant lasted over a year. Bore me peppers the rest of the winter.
What kind of peppers were they?
That was Better Bell, one of the varieties.
Better Bell.
Yeah, we'll mention that next hour.
Okay.
But and it just has done well. It finally died after over a year. But it's good. Yeah.
Great harvest out of it. That's wonderful. Lizzie, what are some of your great gardening moments from 2023?
Oh, some of my great ones have to do with mint.
Oh.
Not really. I'm being very sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
So I fell in love with mint and lemon balm, and I told Teresa I'm going to plant it everywhere. And she goes, okay, well, have fun with that because you're going to end up with mint for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, sounds great. And I did. It took over everything, and it's still popping up after I already pulled everything out of the ground in August. So
what kind of mint? Is it different Can you walk through your yard and smell different types of mint?
Yes. Yes. I had pineapple mint. Oh, yeah. I had the chocolate mint that Teresa gave me.
That's nice.
I have peppermint. I have spearmint. There's a few more.
I see her walking through the yard, and every place she steps, she gets a different aroma.
Yes, exactly. You must be visiting me.
That's wonderful. I love that. So my favorite gardening moment was this year I went to speak to a community, and I took my two granddaughters, Katarina and Cadence, with me, and they are 7 and 6. Well, they're 8 and 6. Let me get that right. And they helped me teach the community, the senior citizen community, how to make a terrarium.
Oh, nice.
And so they made terrariums, and they made their own, and they took it home. And that was almost a year ago, and it's still growing, and it's still, they have not had to do anything with it. And they just, it's got little toy mushrooms and toy gnomes in it. But the plants are growing very well, and I'm very proud of them.
Yeah,
and
terrariums aren't easy to keep going.
They aren't, and it must be in a really good location. It's on their patio, in their front porch patio, and I'm very proud. They've done a great job with their terrarium, so I like that. The other great gardening moment is this has been a prolific year for tomatoes and tomato seeds and pepper seeds. And our good friend, Dr. Gary Bachman, he has provided us with some really unusual seeds, and they've done well. And I'm hoping, I'm babying them. They're still producing. They're still flowering. And I'm just going to kind of baby them through the winter and see if I can get them off and protect them through next spring.
Yeah, keep them warm.
That's what I'm going to do. Keep them warm. So those are really just wonderful memories. I just love seeing how many germinated, and they're growing well.
How many do you have?
We have almost, depending on, it changes every day because we have the squirrels and all the little critters that like to come in and weed for us. I have probably around 75 left out of about the 120.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you got a tomato garden.
Yeah, they're going like that. But it's on a table, and which is to keep it out of the critters, which doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And so they're doing really well, but some of them still haven't produced very well. And I think it's because that end of the table is in a little bit shady area. Yeah. So I'm going to try and baby them over the winter.
Some of them don't produce as well as others. That's for sure. Yeah.
So it's been a great learning experience this year.
I'm down to about 4 varieties.
Yeah, and we'll talk about those. That's going to be great. And so, gardening moments, what do you think brings people more joy? Growing the plants or eating them or cutting flowers?
People love to grow tomatoes, whether they like tomatoes or not. They love to grow them, and they love to be able to hand that big tomato over to somebody in the neighborhood. And like me, for instance, I gave away a whole bunch of Sweet Million little cherry tomatoes. It was a pleasure being able to share something like that with somebody. And they were so happy to get them, and they said, we'll turn them into all different kind of dishes and things.
That's wonderful. It's sharing what you're growing.
Yeah, peppers, too. I do that with peppers.
I love peppers. What's your favorite pepper?
Betterbell.
Betterbell.
There are several others I've got on my list, and we'll go over those. Revolution, King Arthur.
Lots of great information. We're going to be back. You're listening to our New Year's special for the weekend. I'm Teresa Watkins with Mr. Tom McCubbin, and this is Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hey, I don't care what kind of tractor you drive or what color it is, I'm going to ask you to check out a new tractor. It's made for landscapers, hobby farmers, and landowners. Fully loaded with features and backed by a strong warranty, TYM Tractors have earned the Top Dealer's Choice Award for 4 years running. No smoke and mirrors, just a solid tractor to get the job done. And you get the best incentives of the year by visiting TYMOffers.com. That's TYMOffers.com. Durable and affordable. You can thank me later.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Are you worried about your vessel becoming derelict with criminal fines and removal costs? The Florida Vessel Turn-In Program, or VTIP, from the FWC may be able to help. If you or the titled owner have received an at-risk warning or citation and the vessel is floating, go to floridavtip.com and get the details on how this program can remove your vessel at no cost to you. Don't wait until it's too late. Go to floridavtip.com. That's floridavtip.com.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Planning holiday get-togethers means making tough last-minute decisions, but preparing the perfect meal shouldn't be one of them. So let the Fresh from Florida Club help. Members can browse hundreds of recipes, from sweet corn and sausage stuffing to Florida spiny lobster bisque, each with local in-season ingredients to create and save holiday menus ahead of time. Visit FreshFromFlorida.com and join the free Fresh from Florida Club. It could be the easiest decision you'll make all year.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
You're listening to a best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is our New Year's edition. This is hard to believe it's new. I can't believe that it's almost 2024.
I know. It's gone by so fast. And I tell you, we've had a lot of great gardening things happening this year, and I'm glad to have you back.
Yep, I'm the host emeritus.
That's it, I love that.
And your real host is sitting next to me here, Teresa Watkins. And, of course, you're in the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Which
That's wonderful. We just want to remind everyone we're doing a taped show today because we're gone for New Year's Eve, and we'll be back live next week. And if they have any gardening questions, if they'll hold them to next week, or they can always send them to us at betterlawns.com.
Yeah, it's not that we don't love hearing from you, but today is not possible.
It is not possible. We appreciate Lizzie coming in and helping us do a tape show so that we could all have the weekend off.
Well, thank you guys for inviting me. I appreciate this.
We couldn't do it without you.
Yeah, that's right. Right? You know?
Can I wish our listeners Happy New Year's? Because we literally have the best listeners ever. So Happy New Year's, Better Lawns and Gardens listeners.
Thank you so much,
Lizzie. A lot of great
Lizzie.
Gardeners out there,
yeah.
I'll tell you. Now, we're going to be talking now about great gardening advances in 2023.
We have had a lot this year.
Yeah, and I think one of them here, I have the sheet from the University of Florida here, is the new citrus varieties that they're describing as tolerant to the greening disease.
This is devastating. It has been devastating, and it is a good progress that we are now seeing some that are they're surviving.
Yeah, it took out all my trees.
Every tree I see today, it needs to be taken out. It's just not producing. The fruit is hard. It's just not. It doesn't look good.
Not tasty or anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, we've got several varieties here. One's called Sugar Bell. I have not tasted any of these.
I have not tasted Sugar Bell, and I will tell you, I haven't seen it in the stores, but people should start looking for it and asking for it.
Yeah.
That's the important part. If they know you want it, they'll bring it in.
It has a rich flavor, delicious mandarin, first harvest in November to late December. Sounds pretty good. They describe all these as tolerant, and they have OLL4, a juicy sweet orange with excellent color and flavor. And that's harvested mid-February.
So you can have citrus all winter. Yeah. And so tolerant, look, talk to me about what tolerant is. I mean, does it get still the yellowing? Does it not look good? What happens?
It means it could still get it under certain conditions, probably, if you aren't keeping your fertility up, if you aren't keeping your water up. Citrus is one fruit that we really have to fertilize. You probably have to fertilize all the fruits pretty well, but citrus would be one. So something that's tolerant says it can live with it, but if it doesn't have the good growing conditions it needs, it's probably be more susceptible.
It'll decline, yeah.
Here's one more they have out. They have three of them. Marathon Mandarin matures early, attractive, peels easily, seedless, and it says not messy, has great flavor. So there's three of them.
There's three that are new.
That are new. These
right.
are all tolerant. And there's a number of nurseries where you can get them. If you want to get this information, go up and just put greening tolerant citrus IFAS, and all the information pops up to you.
We'll pop right up, and I'll probably post it in the shows with the podcast. I'll post that.
Yeah, it has all the nurseries. There's some in Quincy, Crawfordville, Perry, Florida, Wildwood, Frostproof, Winter Haven.
They're also saying, too, that the lemons and limes are really pretty tolerant of it as well.
I have a lemon that's lived through it.
Right.
And so it's in a container, and it's producing lemons. And so I'm happy with that, that's for sure.
You know, we used to think, growing up in Winter Haven and seeing all, you could just go from North Florida down to Miami and smell the citrus blossoms.
I love that.
How old would citrus get back then?
You know, 52, they say citrus would grow 100 years, but the ones that were here at that time were probably between 50 and 80 years old.
Yeah, that's a huge
tree. That's an old tree.
That's an old tree. That's an oak tree, basically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so, but now with the citrus greening.
25.
You think 25? That's a really, I think that's given it a lot of.
That might be giving it some extra time.
Yeah. And so it's just a tree that's just going to need to be replaced.
Yeah, that's hard to believe,
that it's like that.
When I first came here, there was citrus on every corner.
Yes.
You could just go pick a citrus anywhere, just about. And then it all started to fade away.
Yeah, just one little thing. But we've had the citrus greening before. It's not something that's just, this is the first time. But they've got reports and articles like where it's happened in Australia and China. And so we know that we do come out of these. It's kind of like a decade.
We had citrus canker.
Exactly.
Yeah, that wasn't as bad, though.
No.
Yeah, but this one here is bad. It's got a vector and everything
associated with it. It's really tough because we did have a lot of citrus, so it spread very easily. And then with the hurricanes and the winds that we get with the tropical storms, it spreads easily.
And just having the vector, you have the psyllid that moves it around.
Right.
And I've seen those on my trees.
Right. Yeah. Well, the good news is, though, we do have citrus greening tolerant varieties now, and everybody should be asking for those.
Yep, those are the ones to get.
Excellent. I will tell you another new trend this year that, the University of Florida is saying is that people, gardeners, homeowners, should get their soil tested every year. We weren't always told that.
No, mainly we were concerned about pH more than anything else. And
right.
Extension centers would do that. Some of them would do it for free. Now they charge you.
Right.
And I see Orange County starting to do it again.
Right. And so, but it's important to get it tested for the nutrients in the soil.
Yep.
Because we really don't need to be fertilizing as much as what we think we do. It seems like there's plenty of nitrogen in the soil.
Well, phosphorus is the major one.
Yeah, phosphorus too. And so they're recommending that you get a soil test every year. And the University of Florida came out this year in a partnership with Agritech Corporation. And they have a soil test kit that you can order online, go to the extension office and get. It's $29.95. And you literally receive the results within 5 days.
Really?
And it just, you send it away, and you get notice that they've got it, and they send it to you by email, the results.
And they're doing minor nutrients, too, now.
They're doing minor nutrients now, too. And they will tell you exactly what you need to fertilize. And how many, I mean, how much will that save people? You know, hundreds of dollars a year.
You know, I figure a lot of it's going to be confusing to people, so it's going to be more important to people that are consultants and the garden centers.
Well, the results, this new test has it explained very simply.
Good. I've not seen that.
I'll send you the report.
Okay.
And it's very down to layman's terms. This is what you need to fertilize with. This is how many times a year. And this is how much you use. And that's it.
Can't beat that.
No, and exactly. So you can get the soil test. Like I said, you can get it online at Amazon. You can get it online from the company, Agritech, and then also your extension office. And you should do it before you fertilize.
What are they doing about the nitrogen in that test?
In the test, they're telling you how much nitrogen to put down or if you even need to do it.
Okay.
Okay. And so I just had one that the acidity level, the pH, was 4.1.
Wow. Really low. Can't even grow weeds in that pH.
Exactly. And this is in a scrub, paisley scrub.
Yeah.
And so they were just recommending, just very simple. They recommended him and
dolomitic lime.
Yes. Dolomitic lime to it, and that's it. So
yeah, I've had some clients in some areas where I'd go in and test it. I still have my little hand testing kit, and it'd be down in the fours, and things were yellow, and everybody's wondering, why is it yellow? Well, it's very simple. Its pH is too low.
The pH is too low, and it prevents the plant from absorbing nutrients.
And it'll take you a year to get it back up.
Yeah, and then it's not constant. You're going to have to do it forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to revert back to what it wants to be.
Capacity of the soil.
And so that's important. So before anyone should fertilize, they need to get a soil test. And this is going to be a great opportunity for landscaping companies that they provide soil tests for their clients.
Yep.
And then that way they know exactly what to fertilize.
So are they saying once a year?
Once a year.
Once a year. Good.
Yeah, very interesting. And so that's important. And then the other thing this year is that, I'm seeing more opportunities for people to plant what they want in smaller areas. And so the containers, people are going more towards containers.
That's on my list, too.
And finding that's, better for them. They can grow plants. But I want to caution is that people need to know when to take them out of the containers.
the question I get there is, what do I do with the soil?
Yes. And you know what Gary Bachman says? Reuse it. He says reuse it. He never changes his soil. He always adds to it because it gets depleted.
Yeah.
But he never changes it out. And I was really shocked by that.
Yeah. Now, where does he live?
He lives in Mississippi.
Mississippi. Well, its conditions are very similar to
us
there.
Anybody uses earth boxes.
Oh, okay.
And so he never changes it out. And when he comes back in February, we're going to have a really long talk about that.
Yeah. I'm thinking some of the things people raise in those containers, you're going to end up with root rot problems and all different kind of things.
I also think, too, the tree gets too big at the bottom of the root base and you can't take it out of the container.
Yeah.
From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins with Mr. Tom McCubbin. It's our Happy New Year show. We'll be right back. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Listening to a best of a better lawns and gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably.
a Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.